You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on Radio Valencia.fm, streaming and broadcasting from the Orts Corridor. From the Orts Corridor.
Well, at least we amuse ourselves.
It is.
Self-amusement is a common theme today.
As we talk about orifices in the Orts Corridor, today's show is with more girth and endurance for less button pushing. It's American Porno Groove and other musical XXXX explorations. Maldrur, how do you explain this show?
I got a thing of 70s, like, drive-in movie trailer.
Drive-in movie.
Do you not remember driving by places in the 70s that were, like, showing full-on porn?
Could not drive in the 70s. Was not...
extant.
I was born in the 70s, so I was...
No, I just remember going past places in like, Stockton and be like, what the... Wait, that was... those boobies!
That's so cool, because we could only do that as they pass by us, streaming upward on the television screen from, like, Skinemax, a channel that we didn't receive.
Squiggle channel?
Yes. So you actually got to drive by them.
This might be an important part of why I enjoy the audio component. Skinemax.
Do you want to explore that further?
No.
Okay. Shout out to Mom Drawer and all the moms that are listening to the show that is not about porn music.
And it's not, definitely not a Mother's Day show.
It's really not a Mother's Day show. But we do love you. And how many mothers were made in the process of the... Anyway.
Of the 70s?
It depends on which state you lived in.
Yeah. A lot of innuendo in this show.
In that set.
Oh yeah, do you want to back announce your...
Well, I hope
explain
that,
yourself?
Well, I hope that you played the one that I think you played.
I played set 3.
I don't believe you. We heard Lover Cha-Cha. Lover Cha-Cha.
That was the last track.
Yeah, that was a nice one by Daphne and Chloe. You only say that because you named it that.
Daphne and Chloe?
The cool thing about
that... Have you lost your place?
No, I have lost my place in this entire show. So this whole thing was supposed to be the Euro version.
Hello, random dog that doesn't have anyone with you.
And the whole point was to demonstrate the similarities between the Euro stuff and the American stuff, and thereby create a cohesive show about porn, not porn, music.
Or just 70s... Wah-wah blaxploitation funk.
Lover Cha-Cha by Daphne and Chloe. That was an obscure porn groove. That's what they called it, obscure, from South America. It's an original composition.
I feel like there was porn from everywhere. Any place that, as soon as they invented Viewmasters, you had eight frames of porn. Seriously, as soon as they came up with goddamn it, we're talking about porn again. That wasn't the point of this. It was...
So I love the fact that... So something that Maldor and I talked about off-air was a Viewmaster. I recently encountered at Madid Mom's house something called a Viewmaster, but it's an original one from the 1950s.
Is it made of metal?
Dude, it's like this high quality, shiny black plastic. Not the shitty red quality, you know.
The one we had in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly. And so there are no more than 8 images per disc, right? And anyway, so
Are they in 4K?
They're in 3D. They're advertised in 3D. Like, it's a big fucking deal.
And did you find... So, did you find stash is what I'm... I guess what I'm getting...
Not that... No, there was no stash per se. But the point is, the amount of imagery that we were, you know, that we were accustomed to taking in... Now that we're accosted with. And the way that porn has changed, like... I mean, we're listening to an entire show that's basically background porn music. I mean, it's more than that because it's funk, it's psych funk. Like, there's a lot of other things that are going on. It can cross over. It's a good show.
Japanese lounge.
Yeah, that's super weird. That was super... With the fucking bukkake in the back. But,
don't look that up, Mom.
Don't, Mom. Sorry. But the point is, it's like,
There was a point?
there wasn't. Sex everywhere. I'm sorry, the whole show is about sex.
No, it used to be an incredible onslaught of 8 images in as long as it took you to flip the viewer.
Yeah, and now you can listen to any piece of music anytime you want. You can see any kind of body anytime you want. It's just...
Well, as I said off air, I don't know how teenage boys ever leave the house, having been a teenage boy.
Is that what's wrong with them now?
Well, I don't know what's wrong with them now. I don't hang out with any of them.
Good choice.
Yeah. They smell funny.
So do we.
Not as bad as last week.
That wasn't our fault. That was heat-induced. But at least our wires are not melting.
Yeah. You know what else melted down besides the station? Our fan at home, like, overheated.
You had one fan?
And crapped out. Yeah, we have one.
Is it like an AC unit or like a box fan?
The mom drawer was kind enough to buy. It's like a tall cylinder fan that rotates.
An oscillating fan?
Yes.
Yes.
Anyway.
That's a porn term.
She was kind enough to buy one the last time there was a heat wave. An oscillating fan.
Just saying. That's track number 12 off of the Ron Jeremy oscillating fan right after the two-way knife. Sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
Sorry, two-way street is better. Knife
yeah,
is a little,
yeah, I was...
It's like, no, that's bad.
Anyway, not the most expensive component ever installed in a home. And yeah, it melted down as well. Once it cooled off... The fan came back on, but we subsequently bought another one.
So. Do you know anything about refrigeration? No? Cool.
Yeah, it's where you put your beer.
You're listening to The Care to Catastrophe, where we like to say that this is a show about psych funk, but it's really just porn background music.
Or foreground music. Shall we go back to the movie?
Foreground?
I was going to go back to the album.
Is that just that set this all, circumcised?
Set this all. It's foreground. Jesus. I'm going to go back to the album that set us down this horrible, horrible pathway.
Big shout out to Mom.
Fuck. Curated Catastrophe.
VideoValencia.fm. So good. Steve, it's so good.
You've never met any girl like Super Chick. Mistress of the martial arts. All woman. And all that every woman wants to be.
I do what I want, and right now, I want you.
You're some kind of woman. Super Chick, an explosive motion picture about a super kind of woman. Forceful, feminine, free. A black belt in karate wrapped around a super body. Super Chick, she can handle any man, one way or the other. She lived a new adventure every day, and when she said no, she meant it. Don't miss Super Chick.
I'm much more than you've ever had before.
From International Picture, rated R.
Listening to The Cure to Catastrophe, and we back out when we know it's time.
Unlike Dave Grohl.
Unlike a lot of the porn stars. Sorry, Mom Dor.
Like in lightning, he pulverizes people from Hong Kong to Vegas. That man, Bolt. Only one dude in the race when Bolt is on the case. See, karate, kickboxing, kung fu, judo. Fred Williamson is that man, Bolt. He's bonded. A Universal picture, rated R.
Breaker, breaker. Do it to it, breaker. Hey, good buddy, I just saw a far out flick. Yeah, what's the handle? Breaker, breaker. What's it about? It's about this old boy, Chuck Norris. He's a trucker in a mess of trouble with the Smokies.
We're gonna kick your butt all the way back to Highway 99. Get up, boy. We ain't through with you yet.
We got you off.
Don't mess around with an 18-wheel trucker.
Now, I have examined the case against you, Mr. Dawes, and I find you guilty of murder. I sentence you to death.
He's got a CB radio and 100 friends who just might get mad.
What you say, boys? It's time we waste this town.
What do you know? A drive-through gas station.
Hey, Breaker, what's the 1020 on that Breaker Breaker? It's playing all over town. Just check out your local newspaper, good buddy. Well, 7/3, 88ths of the pretty ones. Whiskey Tango number 8. It's PG. We clear?
Oh,
RadioValencia.fm, the show that's not dedicated to background porn music, but background music of all types, as Maldoror tries to bring us into the holistic.
It's not the first time you've misunderstood the assignment.
It's not the first time that you've veered from it just because your mother was listening. I feel like both things can be true.
I did just text her and ask her, like, are you still tuned in? Because it matters what set we play next.
We'd like to say all the things. Mom Drawer, thank you so much for being with us, everyone. This Sunday and every Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., this is The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm. Mal Drawer, thank you for pulling us out of that hole.
The Dave Grohl-shaped hole?
The Dave Grohl-shaped hole.
Anyway,
this episode now with more girth and endurance.
Let me dig up my own playlist so I can back announce.
I'm about to dig it up.
And then I've got to wait. Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you?
So nothing's wrong with me. Listen, you're the one that picked up this particular delicious, delightful record.
So we kicked things off with Super Chick. We heard Out of Space, the Funky Perfection version by Billy Preston. We heard That Man Bolt and Breaker Breaker. And then I accidentally played the Detroit 9000 title theme because all those things were so short. I didn't have anything
it's
else
all related.
Queued up. And yeah, we might have heard a snippet of something we'd already played, but I don't even remember what it was because I didn't write it down.
So this is sort of American porno groove with warring sounds in the background. We're only George Orwell here from 1984. Would you like to hear the reasons I write? Why I write? That was one of the most profound things that George Orwell wrote, and it was about the warring sounds above him, actually, that he was desirous to escape. Anyway, happy Fleet Week, everyone.
I thought it was because he needed to put food on his table.
There's also that.
Yeah.
This episode
happy
is... happy Flat Week.
Flatwag.
This episode is not about porn music, Mondor. It's not, except your son purchased this album. And it wasn't. It was just sort of background music and incorporated kung fu. What else?
Yeah, blaxploitation, like just drive-in movie trailer music, basically.
Trailer music?
Yeah, music from the trailers.
As if, like, if it's rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Do you not know what a movie trailer
I'm
is?
Just
Jesus.
It's a homonym. And that is a funny thing for San Francisco.
Alright, yeah.
This show can only go in one direction, so I highly recommend, lawyer...
I think the show goes both ways.
I highly recommend that you play what ought to have been segment two, which is the ultimately very disturbing in terms of lyrics. And none of these are AI, which is a conversation we should have, but a bunch of dirty lyrics from the 1940s.
Okay, we can have that conversation. Mom Drawer said she was only tuned in for about 4 minutes ago, so I think we could probably safely launch into your incredibly raunchy...
And it's not from you, it's from me, and so I apologize in advance, and Mom Drawer's met me.
Yeah, and she's listened to shows with Dr. Junk and DJ Deathwish, and she's certainly heard worse than this. It's The Cure to Catastrophe.
On RadioValencia.fm, we can only call this weird / disturbing stuff from the 40s. Is it feminism with a question mark, or is it feminism with an exclamation point?
From the 40s, I'm going to go with no.
Weird shit. RadioValencia.fm.
Ladies, here's another cautionary tale. Don't listen to me and your marriage might fail. If you and your man get into a quarrel, calm him down with a little bit of oral. You know it isn't gonna suck itself, so get on your knees and give it some help. Put it in your mouth, oh, lickety-split. It's up to you if you swallow or if you spit. I'm guessing that you might need a couple examples of when to do it. So here are some samples. You accidentally go and burn his pot pie. Get on your knees and give it a try. If he had a really bad day at his job, make him feel better by taking his knob. He's stressed out, there's too many bills to pay. Now you know how to take that stress away. You know it isn't gonna suck itself, so get on your knees and give it some help. Put it in your mouth, oh, lickety-split. It's up to you if you swallow or if you spit. Sometimes oral might not be enough. All night on your knees and your man's still gruff. So if your man is still a little bit pallid, that's when you might need to toss his salad. You know it isn't gonna suck itself, so get on your knees and give it some help. Put it in your mouth or lickety-split. It's up to you if you swallow or if you spit. I hope this helped out, but now I gotta go. My man has something that I need to blow. I will make sure to talk to you some other day of the benefits of giving up hot butt play. You can get away with anything with hot butt play.
Winter recedes in the rear mirror. Springtime is finally here. The horizon is getting clearer, and my heart is full of cheer. As the days are growing warmer, flowers shaking off the winter chill. Enjoying the anonymous spar. Hey fella, where are you going? Have time to help out a young lass. As you see my knees are open, would you like to finger my gash? I'm in the need for a release, and you have such beautiful hands. Manipulate my sensitive glands. Lounging on a park bench, getting fingered in the park. Inviting strangers to touch me. Enjoying the anonymous spar. I'm in the need for a release, and you have such beautiful hands. Your digits into my hungry crease, manipulate my sensitive glands. Oh baby, keep going, finger me in this fucking park.
Go now, you assholes, this is what you are here for, aren't you? Your private saluting to my big boobies, and when I bend over, you all better stand at attention for my round booty. Now we are going to get this party started, fellas. Blast me up, the shit of the night. Double pour your sausages in my rum. That's right, I can swallow and spit, but I won't bite unless you'd like. Come on, boys, blast me up, the shit of the night. tonight. Oh yes, I can warm up your onions. Yours are as big as Paul Bunyan's. Shoving your carrots and celery, we are merrily throwing in. I'd the whole potatoes with my girls, basil and rosemary. We have time to fuck in the stew, secret sauce. Shoot it in my mouth, blast me up, the shit of the night. Boy, it's double pork, your sausage is in my rum. Ooh, oh yeah, that's right, guys. I can swallow and spit, but I won't bite unless you likes you'd like to mind. Come on, boys, blast me up, the shit of the night. As big as whole bunions, shoving your carrots and celery, we are merrily throwing in. I the whole potatoes with my girls, basil and rosemary. We have time to fuck in the stew, secret sauce. Shoot it in my mouth, blast me up, the shit of the night. Boys, double pork, your sausages in my rum. Ooh, oh yeah, that's right, guys. I can swallow and spit, but I won't bite unless, of course, you'd like to mind. Come on, boys, blast me up the shit of the night. Blast me up the shit of the night. Make me wider than King Kong's canyon. Blast me up the shit of the night. Fill up these holes with all those cannons. Blast me up the shit of the night. Give me a hot colonic with your cock. Blast me up the shitter. Oh yeah, now blast me up the shitter. Blast me up, blast me up the shitter. Blast me up the shitter tonight.
You are fired.
You're listening to The Cure to Catastrophe on RadioValencia.fm, where it is the only station that has a hot colonic.
So yeah, you got fished in by AI there.
And that was our weird and disturbing stuff from
that was the mom, please tune out of this this segment section.
That's right, we heard... We heard,
explain yourself.
I can't believe I have to back announce this at this juncture in the show. This can't go well. Here on The Cure to Catastrophe, closing out this segment, you heard Blasted Up My Shitter. You heard Blasted Up My Shitter by Dirty Gertie. Before that, it was Getting Fingered in the Park.
You rather enjoyed that one.
I feel those lyrics should be examined in therapy. That's what I really think. All right, here it is.
All right.
Close out that set with Blasted Up My Shitter by Dirty Gertie. Before that, Getting Fingered in the Park by Betty Wilson. Opening it up, it was If It
It Isn't Going to Suck Itself.
It Isn't Gonna Suck Itself. By Anita Hardcock. So let's talk about the AI infusion.
Let's talk about how you thought all those are real. Because I ended up on that same channel looking for something else related to the show some time ago.
And what was it? There was a label. It was like a Obscure Records or something like that.
It's like your granddad's old records.
Yeah, but they even tell you. They're like, hey, this is like a...
But, and it's...
And I listened to a couple... Yeah, it's convincingly...
It sounds like real 30, music from the 30s and 40s.
Because it sounds so bad.
Except as written by the writers of, I can't believe it.
Writers of Drunk History is like it.
Dear Hustler, I can't believe this happened to me.
Is that where you think that the ChatGPT pulled its original data from and then just applied it to creating these songs?
Entirely possible. But
Aurora, I am so sorry.
Yeah, me too. Jesus.
I know. Well.
At least we just paid our dues.
They can cancel us for a lot of reasons, but not for financial ones. Thanks for being with us this Sunday and every Sunday. This is The Cure to Catastrophe. At the helm, we have the fearless Maldoror. And I'm his shameless sidekick, Shay from the Bay.
And, yeah, let's go back to the relatively tame blaxploitation, sexploitation.
I still have one
music.
More segment for you, though.
Oh, that's good
like
Christ.
No, it's so balanced. It really is. Oh, more roaring sounds.
His face says he's mean.
Quick,
cold,
put the music
blooded,
on.
Ruthless.
Whoever's in that house, make sure that they never leave it, huh?
He's Mr. Scarface. Mr. Scarface, a new motion picture that outslugs The Godfather, outsmarts The Sting, outguns Bonnie and Clyde. Starring Jack Palance as Mr. Scarface, rated R.
How long has it been since you held a pretty young girl in your arms? The naughty stewardesses would like to take care of your problem. Fly first class with the naughty stewardesses, the cutest, curviest, most caressable hostesses who will ever take care of you. If you're past 40, Debbie's for you. She likes older, more experienced men. If you're young with hot plans, check Jane. If a groovy soul sister's your dish, beautiful Barbara more than fills the bill. And for those way-out scenes, don't miss Margie. Everything turns her on. The naughty stewardesses are what you think they are, and more. Each one is a piece of class. Come and meet the naughty stewardesses. You'll love their takeoff. All new, in color, rated R for adults.
It's Saturday night in L.A., Rockville, USA, and the strip is jumping. The groupies, Barbara, Dolly, and Jan, are making the scene, looking for fun and games to groove all night. But the trip they're about to take is going to be a real bummer. In Bummer, a far-out tale of the rock age. Barbara, Dolly, and Jan, three music freaks who just wanted to play. How are they to know that the dudes they picked were going to change the rules on them? Change the rules, change the game, change their lives. Bummer, the story of three chicks who had to learn the hard way that backstage, there are lots of losers, but few winners. Barbara, Dolly, and Jan, you'll never forget them, or what happens to them. In Bummer, it tells it all, from EBI, rated R.
I'm gonna rip. final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked.
interrupt the masterpiece that is Waterbed by Motherfunker off the album Sexorama. That's how we're going to close out this set in celebration of Maldoror's topic, which is...
No, there's another one after this.
There is another one after this.
No, we're just going to get out of here to make room for Fog City Horror.
Fog City Horror.
Horror.
You must enunciate after an episode like our own.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, everyone but my mom.
This was a really good episode, full of really good music, and I'm excited to close it out with one of my favorite recent finds, the Upstroke. It'll be in my El Camino, but in this set we heard Waterbed by Motherfunker. Yeah, we heard Hard Times by Piero Umiliani, who is in the same school as Ennio Morricone, but he just did a bunch of music for porn, and then...
Then he was the porn guy.
And then he was the porn guy. We heard Ron Jeremy with Cramming for College off the Porno Sonic unreleased 70s porno music.
It's got to be a band called Ron Jeremy. There's no way Ron Jeremy, the hedgehog, made his own music that was
now,
that good.
Now, you met him, though. Does he sound like that?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't meet him I didn't hear him grunting or anything.
That's good. Kind of what you were hoping for. Anyway, we will close it out by my favorite find through this terrific XX exploration of music. It'll be the Upstroke.
You mean the exploitation, the sexploitation, blaxploitation,
I'm just
and
like the
70s drive-in movie
XX
stuff.
Exploration of this segment of music on The Curated Catastrophe, only RadioValencia.fm.